Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Alana Sheehan, Instagram chef, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
Really, really good and delighted to have you. You're going to be talking to us about batch cooking today and maybe how to make that a little bit less humdrum, because I think for a lot of people, batch cooking, or for me at least, perhaps conjures up images of Sundays hanging out in the kitchen for hours over big pots of bolognese or curry and all the Tupperware all over the place. But you seem to have cracked it in terms of time management. You're a family of five, so what does your Sunday typically look like when you're getting ready for the week ahead? Have you any top hacks?
Well, I think it's important to put a little bit of time in, not to put too much time in. You want to spend time with your family on a Sunday. But I roughly, every Sunday, I put in maybe two and a half hours max of preparation time, and my week goes so much smoother. So the smallest hack that I have that will change your whole week is a really, really simple thing, and that is just putting loads of garlic and onion in a food processor, blitzing it up with a little bit of oil, and then putting that in a Ziploc bag, laying it down flat, portioning it out with your hand, like say into like a cross, like by four. And then during the week, most of the things that we make, the base is always garlic and onion. So during the week, then you don't need to take out your chopping board. You have your onion and garlic prepped. And that's just a tiny little hack that's going to help your meat go smoother.
So every time you go to get that little base, it's there. In terms of, obviously, you know, even if you're chopping and preparing your veg for the week, you want to make sure that it lasts. Is that a good thing to do on a Sunday?
Definitely. And even if it's psychological, you're not going to be smelling of onion after garlic and onion after work. It's just the feeling of smugness, you just can't beat it. You know?
What about, you make a roasted tomato sauce every Sunday, and this is kind of the one recipe that all students are encouraged to be able to know how to make, because it covers literally so many bases.
Yeah, it's such a handy one. And it's so quick to make, you don't need to stand over it. So this tomato sauce is heroic. It'll swoop in and save you time and time again. The base is, I just throw it into the oven, herbs, tomatoes, garlic, like really, really healthy. And then to bulk it up and make it go further, then once that's done, I add in a tin of tomatoes and loads of stock, just to keep the cost down as well, student friendly. And then basically from there, you can add stock to make it into a soup. It's all freezeable as well. So Ziploc bags are the way to go. They are your best friend. But you can add stock to make a soup. You can make a bolognese from it. You can add pasta, maybe a little bit of cream or pesto to make it more luxurious. You can add it to a lasagna, a chili, or coconut milk and spices to make a curry, or even meatballs. It's really, really versatile.
So versatile. And chili obviously is one of the usual suspects for batch cooking. Obviously that is something that can be made for vegetarians as well as meat eaters alike.
Yeah, I love a chili, and my children eat it. My husband loves it, and I like it because it's not like a shepherd's pie or a stew. Like, you know, you can just use it in so many different ways. So I usually make a batch of chili. I am personally a vegetarian. My family eat meat. But what I like to do with the chili then is, first of all, if I do make chili, into the Ziploc bags, into the freezer, and then I always take it out in the morning. So then the evening it's ready to just be heated up. But then from there, I like to add some mashed potato on top. It's a classic twist on a shepherd's pie and loads of cheese. I call it cowboy pie. And then as well, you can have it for burritos, a burrito bowl, which is basically minus the wrap lettuce as a base. You can have it for nachos, enchiladas, or just throw it on top of a baked potato.
What were we going to say, love?
Or even have it on top of noodles and a fried egg.
Noodles, okay. That's a new one for me. I want to talk to you about, maybe I'm speaking for myself here, sometimes what puts me off batch cooking is if you don't get the defrosting right. Usually my fault if I haven't put it out on time or have otherwise messed it up. But what is the best way to do it? Like, I mean, are you reaching when you're tired in the evening for the microwave, or what is the best way to make the most of all of that food you've prepared and put in the freezer?
I definitely think like it depends. Like I try and take it out either the night before I need it. That way it's ready for the morning. So if you want your dinner if you're having an early dinner, it's best to take it out the night before. But if you're working, take it out that morning, and then when you come home in the evening, it's going to be ready to be heated up.
Yeah.
And I think the thing is, it's really important when you are reheating food, just to consider what it is, like if it needs to go into the oven or if you need to heat it in a pot, that will make it taste better.
Yeah, because some people aren't keen on the idea of frozen food or reheated food, even though it is saving you time, it's saving you money and getting a bit of your week back. What do you say to them?
Yeah. I say, yeah, I really, really think the way that you reheat it makes such a big difference. And I just think as well, even the sometimes the thought of reheating something that you've already cooked loads of, I think serve it with different things or add in, like for example, I do a beef stew. I make probably 10 portions of it, but then from that beef stew, like just to make keep it exciting, like serve it with different things. But from that beef stew, then I can serve it as a beef stew with mash, or I can add in creme fraiche, mushrooms, mustard, and serve it with rice. It's kind of like a beef stroganoff. I like to add smoked paprika. This is all to the stewed beef. Smoked paprika, tomato puree, Tabasco, and Worcester sauce, and serve that with wedges. So I think it's just, I think the thought of reheating the same thing over and over again is what people hate. But if you are kind of spicing it up with different things and making it versatile, making it into a different meal, it's a little bit more encouraging, you know?
Yeah, and look, I mean, so for example, when you come in as a family in the evenings, you know, during the week, how long does it typically take you to plate up a dinner for five using all of the recipes and the hacks that you've devised?
Normally it takes like maybe 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah.
20 minutes to heat stuff. Now I'm a huge fan of grains. Like they cook really quick, so whatever I'm reheating, I'm literally putting it in a pot. And then I love grains because they're done within 10 minutes, like grains, rice, or even microwave packets of rice. They are
Yes.
your best friends, your
Yeah.
savior.
And I know that you've given us a couple of recipes for soups. Again, brilliant to batch make because they can be like meals in themselves, can't they?
Yes, and I'm a huge fan of chunky soups. I think if you're going to put the effort into cooking, like you want it to be filling, especially this time of year. So I've got two soups. They are freezer friendly, they're filling, they're comforting, and they're really, really satisfying. And they're definitely more of a meal than a pureed soup. So the first one I have is a minestrone. This is plant power to the max. It's really, really filling. It's got chickpeas in there instead of pasta for a bit of protein. There's nine plants in there, and it's just vibrant and fresh. It's tomato based, and there's lots of lovely fresh herbs and garlic in there.
Yeah, and a really, really good way as well to get a vegetable secretly in, so that the kids are getting their nutrition at this time of the year. Alana, we are going to put all of your recipes up onto the website. I know you've got a gorgeous outside the box poke bowls as well, and we'll direct people towards them. But they will be on RTE.ie, Brendan and Alana Sheehan, Instagram chef. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm afraid that's all we have time for. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.